like that sound of it on the floor. Terrible.
Well, that like to wore me out, but I'll get the rest of it run here. If y'all will hold down your enthusiasm, I'll tell y'all a little fun tale you might get a chuckle out of. There was a little country church, and I can't talk over it. If you want to hear this story, all right. If you don't, I'll just quit and not tell it. There was a little country church one year that decided they'd get them one of them white-collar preachers, you know, that like to wear a big suit and towel a week long and drive a Cadillac. One Sunday, he's driving along with his dear wife after church, and as a little old red pickup showed up in his truck, showed up in his rear-view mirror, and the guy was driving it and had a couple of drinks to kind of sober up on Sunday morning, you know, and he's wobbling a little bit. And all at once, he come by the preacher, and he wobbled over and almost hit that big, fine Cadillac. Now, the preacher looked over at his dear wife and says, "Poor fella, he must be sick." And he said under his breath, "Better hit my passenger gear and get around that darn fool. First chance I get, he'll run me out of the road and kill me directly." And they come to a straightaway, and he hit the passenger gear on that big caddy and went by that little red pickup truck. And when that big old preacher's car come to the next corner, it wouldn't make it. It went out over the embankment and tore that car all to pieces. Well, here come that little old red pickup. See, he seen the accident. He come a-wobbling up to the edge of the road and stopped, missing on about two or three cylinders, you know. And he crawled out of that truck and looked down over the embankment. And about that time, the preacher crawled out of the wreck and was helping out his dear wife. Luckily, neither one of them were hurt much, you know. And the old boy was pretty drunk, looked down and says, "Hey, buddy, you hurt?" No, the guy looked up and he says, "No, brother, we're not hurt. The Lord's riding with us." He says, "Well, I'll be damned if you hadn't better let me take him the rest of the way. You're going to kill him." Like to play a Jimmy Rogers blue yodel. I'll be ready to go just a minute, Merle. I've got an adjustment to make here. If I can find the right knob. I always figure me out a title line for these blue yodels instead of calling them number one or number seven. And I call, listen, yeah, it is. "I was a stranger passing through your town.